We are all assembled here today in this beautiful church. For what purpose? Why are we here? We're here to hear Mass. Many of us have driven a long ways to be here, and we've all given up the relaxation that we otherwise could have had on this Sunday morning, and we've driven all the way out here to be present at this beautiful ceremony of the Catholic Church, which we call the Mass. Well, what is the Mass, and why is it worth the effort and the sacrifice that we've made to be present for this? The Mass is the renewal of our Lord's death on Calvary. When our Lord died on the cross, he offered the most perfect sacrifice to his eternal Father in reparation for all of the sins of mankind. Since he was God, any action that he did was of infinite value in the sight of God. So by his death, he was able to offer to God an infinite atonement for the sins of mankind. Think of all of the sins that have been committed in the history of the human race. Think first of our own sins, and all the sins we've committed, and think of all the sins of the human race, all the billions of people that have lived in 6,000 years. The number and the guilt of all of these sins boggles the mind. And yet, by our Lord's death, he offered to God a worthy atonement for all of these sins. And his death not only satisfied for all of these sins, but the satisfaction was superabundant. And there would be plenty of satisfaction left over to forgive the sins of even 1,000 or 1,000,000 worlds as evil as ours. That is the value of the sacrifice of the cross. Now, the Mass is a renewal of this sacrifice. It's more than just a simple commemoration. It actually makes the death of our Lord present on the altar in a mystical way, and it presents it again to God the Father, just as Jesus Christ did on Calvary 2,000 years ago. And God the Father is just as pleased to receive it again at every Mass that is said as he was to receive the sacrifice of his Son on Calvary. This is a mystery of faith. It can't be completely understood or explained, but it is certain that by his sacramental presence on the altar, by the sacramental presence of our Lord, in which he is offered to God the Father in the state of a victim, which is represented by the separate consecration of the body of his body and blood, the same sacrifice of Calvary is offered again to God for man. Our Lord Jesus Christ again offers his death to his Father for the whole church, and in a special way, in particular, for the people who assist at the Mass, and who offer it to God through the hands of the priest. And that's why we're here this morning. That is the great mystery that is about to take place in a few moments. And all the people that live on this street or in this neighborhood, in this town, have no idea of the greatness of what is about to take place in this little chapel. But if they really understood and believed what is happening here, they would be pouring in here. They would be lined up down the block to get the benefits that they could receive from Holy Mass. But unfortunately, most of them don't, because they don't have the faith. But the Mass is worth every sacrifice that we make to be present at it. A great theologian once said that by one Mass that we hear in the state of grace, we give God more pleasure, and we obtain for ourselves more benefits and favors than we could by even the longest pilgrimages and the most difficult penances. In the Mass, we have a superabundant way of paying to God the debts that we owe him. So, what debts do we owe to God that we have to pay by the Mass? Theologians divide them into four categories: adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and petition. First, we have to adore God. We have to acknowledge His supreme dominion over the world and over us as our Creator, to whom we owe our creation and even our preservation in existence, which is essentially the same thing as our creation extended over time. We must give our contrition, that is, we have to repent of our sins, and we have to make up for the injury that our sins caused to His glory. Everyone has committed sins in the course of their life, and even if we've had them forgiven in confession, we still have to repay the temporal punishment due to the sins, either in this world or in purgatory. But the Mass is the most perfect form of worship of God, and in the Mass, we can offer Him the best possible satisfaction for our sins. Thirdly, we have to thank God. Absolutely everything that we have comes from Him, and we have to thank Him for all of it. We have to thank Him for creating us, for giving us the faith, for giving us sanctifying grace, for sending His only Son to die on the cross for our salvation, for instituting the Blessed Sacrament so that He could be with us until the end of time. We have to thank Him for all of the times that He has forgiven our sins and for all of the sacraments that we've received over the course of our lives and for all of the graces that He is continually pouring into our souls at every hour of the day to help us to serve Him better. We should also thank Him for our temporal favors that He has given us, for our good health, for our family, for our material prosperity. And lastly, we have to ask Him for what we need. We need many things from God. First of all, we need to be preserved in sanctifying grace until the end of our lives. And we also should pray for the conversion of sinners, particularly those who are close to us. And of course, we should pray for our temporal necessities. Our Lord taught us to do that when He said that in the Our Father, we should say, "Give us this day our daily bread." So you see that we have a lot of praying that we need to do. And how are we supposed to do all of it? Because we're weak human beings, and we can barely say our morning prayers without distractions. We're so attached to worldly things, and we have so little love of God, that even the few prayers that we do manage to say are really not what they should be. Of course, this isn't to say that we shouldn't pray. God accepts very graciously even the least service that we do for Him, because He's our loving Father. And in fact, He said that God the Father would grant us whatever we asked of Him in His name. Just as a loving father will give to his children whatever they ask, unless it's something that would be harmful for them. But still, we wish that we had some truly efficacious means by which we could worship God and pray to Him with a worship that would be truly worthy of His divinity, even in spite of His infinite perfection. Of course, man himself couldn't give God such a worship on his own. So God very kindly provided man with a way to pay God all of the immense debt that he owes him in the four categories. And this means is the Mass. By one single Mass, a priest gives more glory to God than all of the angels and all of the saints can give Him throughout an entire eternity. And God is more pleased by one Mass than by all of the merits of all of the saints and all of the blood shed by all of the martyrs in the history of the Church. St. Lawrence Justinian said that there is no prayer or good work as great or as pleasing to God or as useful to us as the Mass. And why is this? Because the Mass is an act of infinite adoration offered to God by His Son, Jesus Christ. St. Alphonsus even made the astounding statement that not even God Himself could do anything holier or better or greater than the Mass. So when you realize that, it's no wonder that the Church requires her children to assist at Mass every Sunday and Holy Day. She knew how many more of them would be lost if they didn't receive that massive infusion of grace that they receive by coming to Mass on Sunday. Even if people only go to Mass just to fulfill their obligation and would rather not be there, the Mass is still such a powerful means of grace that even in that lukewarm state, they get more grace from the Mass than from all the other devotions they might do during the week, if they do any others during the week. So how do we obtain all of these benefits from the Mass? You obtain them by going to Mass as often as you can and by assisting as well as you can. The graces you receive from Mass are infinite, but how much you actually receive depends on your dispositions. Imagine two people go into the seashore to get water. One of them has a bucket, and one of them has a tanker truck. And the one with the bucket fills up a couple of gallons and goes home. And the one with the semi fills up the whole truck, and he gets a lot more water from the sea. The amount that each person got was not limited by the source that they got the water from, because for practical purposes, the sea is almost infinite. But the amount of water that they got was determined by the size of the container that they brought to the ocean. And the Mass works in the same way. You can have as much grace as you can carry away with you, and the amount that you carry away depends on your dispositions. So how do you hear Mass well? One thing that would be helpful is to study what the Mass is, to read books about it, and to learn about it. There are a lot of devotional books available today about the Mass, written by saints and great theologians that explain it very well. One of the best and the shortest and the simplest is a book by St. Leonard of Port Maurice called The Hidden Treasure. I think we have it in the bookstore. And then when you come to Mass, arrive early and prepare yourself for the great event that's about to take place. Pray to God to help you get as much benefit as possible from the Mass. And offer the Mass to God through the priest. When the priest says Mass, he's not just acting in his own name, like he would be if he were praying the rosary, for example, privately. He is acting as the representative of the whole Church, and he is also acting in the name of the people who are present in church. At the consecration, when the priest raises up the host of the chalice for everybody to adore, you may notice that the server raises up the vestment of the priest. This is a symbolic gesture that means that the server would also like to raise up our Lord in offering him again to God the Father, but since he can't do so, he at least helps the priest do that by helping him with his vestments. And the server is the representative of the congregation. He represents the people in the pews, and he says the responses of the Mass in their name. And lastly, pray to the Blessed Mother to help you to assist at Mass with more devotion and more understanding of what's going on, and she will certainly help you to do that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.